Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Peter Rayner, Amy Nicholson, and Claudia Puig. First up, the documentary MLK, FBI, from director Sam Pollard. Amy.
Yeah, this is a necessary rewind back to the 50s and 60s, to the moment where Martin Luther King wasn't universally heralded, but he was being attacked by the FBI and that many Americans sided with the FBI. I think it's easy to simplify the Martin Luther King story, but this really takes us back to how uphill his battle was to represent America's soul.
Claudia.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it's also more than an examination of his fight for civil rights and what Hoover's Bureau did to surveil him. It's also an argument for the humanity of our revolutionaries, warts and all, the humanity that's often been denied people when they attain icon status.
Peter.
Yeah, it's a really first-rate documentation of the harassment and surveillance that King had to endure throughout his career by the FBI, and much of the documentation is not unknown, but to see it graphically laid out like this is really a cumulative power.
The documentary MLK FBI from Sam Pollard, available at the Cine Lounge Drive-In Hollywood and on demand on Amazon Prime Video, Vudu, and Google Play. The Romanian documentary Acasa, My Home is directed by Radu Cernăciuc. Claudia.
This is a fascinating documentary. It won for cinematography at Sundance, and it's a fly on the wall look at this family that's forced to leave their primitive rural existence. But it's also really complicated because they're deprived of education by their autocratic father. So it explores all of that complexity over the course of 4 years, and it's really well made.
Peter.
Yeah, it's a fascinating movie about a really fascinating subject. This family that, you know, essentially lives in a wildlife reserve that is moved into the big city, and how that all is accomplished. The access that the filmmakers had to the private, intimate lives of this family is quite extraordinary over the period of 4 years that it was shot.
Acasa, My Home, unrated, Lemley's Virtual Cinema to see it. And finally, just a brief review of Lockdown, starring Anne Hathaway and Chiwetel Ejiofor. Amy.
Well, if you were restless in early April, so was director Doug Liman, who, instead of making action films, made this very claustrophobic film about a couple who breaks up right before the lockdown starts in London. You know, COVID is the backdrop, but the main story is that they go on a heist. It all feels very dated, honestly, knowing that the pandemic is still going on. You want to be like, stop whining, get your lives together.
Lockdown is rated R, available on HBO Max. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us for the podcast of Film Week, the full hour, available wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the program.